This past weekend in New York, modern dancers took over a former military facility. They danced among warplanes for an audience that included members of the military. NPR's Allison Bryce was there and has this story about the show called Breaking Ground.
Dante DeMille is in a hangar at an abandoned airfield in Jamaica Bay, Brooklyn. He volunteers here 3 days a week, giving the public tours of the planes.
We're standing here looking at a C-47, or more commonly known as a DC-3. It's a twin-engine aircraft, and each engine may be 2,000 horsepower. You know. But I can see it here at Flaherty Field, probably the late 30s, early 40s, when it was the first viable passenger plane.
During World War II, DeMille flew planes like this one. But on this day, Dancing in the Streets, an organization that brings dance out of traditional dance settings, makes this airplane take center stage. DeMille watches nine dancers move around a neighboring plane.
They're going to be coming in momentarily. Here they are, rushing headlong toward this particular airplane. And now suddenly, many of them are falling down. Okay, now they seem to be, they've gotten up on the floor, they're beating with the side of the airplane.
I had no idea that this was here. We drove in through the gate and we saw the signs. It's, hey, what's that? Stick around over that way. Here we are.
Sergeant Nelson Hernandez and five of his colleagues in full camouflage wandered into the performance. Hernandez enjoyed the show, but Dante DeMille didn't.
I'll be perfectly honest with you. I don't completely enjoy it. I don't understand it. I would have liked to have talked to the choreographer and asked how he arrived at a particular point.
DeMille finds the choreographer, Stephen Koplowitz.
Admiring the whole setup, not completely understanding it. I would love to be able to... Where did you pick up the thread?
Well, to be honest, Dante, I'd be curious, what is it that you see in the work?
Now, when I saw it, I saw an aircraft capable of destruction. I saw a particular pilot in some kind of danger.
Well, what I was trying to achieve was both to show the power of the machine, that it is capable of destruction, and I wanted to evoke moments where we sort of experience the cost, the human cost of warfare.
Yes, I felt that when everyone laid down.
Uh-huh.
I felt that.
Hi.
Gunnery Sergeant Hernandez.
Hi, Steve Koplowitz.
Hernandez, Steve. Just back from Iraq, breaks into the conversation with, bizarrely, the most peaceful interpretation of the dance.
They're all dressed in white suits, and what I saw was the plane flying, they were the clouds. And also, when they were all lined up in the back, it's like the trail that the plane leaves sometimes. It leaves a white trail, I guess some moisture or something in the air. That's what I saw.
Wow. And they were clouds.
Yes.
That's sort of wow, like. That's really intense.
That's what I
see. Now, Dante, this is exactly what I was talking about. I was not thinking about that, but because it's, I was trying to make a work of abstraction on some level. I mean, this is golden. your comments about the work make the work for me now.
But I guess that's the beauty of art, right?
A smiling Dante DeMille seems to have changed his mind. He says he's sorry to see the dancers pack their bags and go home. Dancing in the Streets is now looking for another unusual location for next year's performance. Allison Bryce, NPR News.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.